الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه. بعد، my brothers and sisters, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, all human beings make mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah, are those who repent those mistakes. I remind myself and you that it is not making a mistake which is the cardinal sin. It's not making a mistake which is the problem. It is what you do thereafter which either erases that mistake and not only wipes it out but actually makes you stronger and makes you more credible, gives you greater credibility and believability, or the mistake remains as part of your record and continues to sabotage your credibility forever. So it is what you do after you have made a mistake which makes the huge difference. It's like breaking a mirror. If you broke a mirror and then you try to put it back, you can stick back all the pieces, but those lines, those broken lines will always be there. They will never get wiped out. And that mirror will never reflect the image in front of it with integrity. And that's the reason why it's very, very important that when we make a mistake, that we come clean, we don't make excuses, we don't try to justify, we don't try to dump it on somebody else. We say openly and clearly, I made a mistake, I was wrong, I am sorry. I think this is a very important and critical matter, and very important and critical thing which I advise myself and remind myself and you, that I won't even say if we make a mistake, because we will make mistakes. I mean, there is no way that we will not make mistakes. We are human. We are human. We forget. We sometimes shaitan is overwhelms us and gets into our niya, gets into our intention. And even though we may have started off with the best of intentions, shaitan comes in there and destroys that intention. So many things happen. But as I mentioned, it doesn't matter what happened. What matters is what happened thereafter. My brothers and sisters, it is a very important thing, because Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created us and gave us the best of examples of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where Rasulullah, in his case, there were no mistakes, but that is because he was a standard. And the outcome of that standard was that he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was known as As-Sadiq wal-Ameen, the truthful and the trustworthy. Now, these two qualities are interlinked. One emerges from the other. You cannot trust somebody who is not truthful. You cannot be a liar and trustworthy, unless you're talking about you can be trusted to lie again and again. But if somebody is, if you're talking about trustworthy, it means that someone who you can rely on not to harm you. What is the question of trustworthy? The question of trust comes when you have to put yourself or something into the power of somebody else and give them the ability to harm you, but you are sure that they will not harm you. Now, this is the relationship in a marriage, for example. Why is that things which happen in marriages tend to take a different hue from the same thing happening in a business relationship or in a social relationship? And that is because of the extra vulnerability of the spouse. Because between the spouses, there are no barriers, or there should be no barriers. There are no defenses against the spouse. And therefore, if a spouse does something to harm you, then this harm will cause damage, because there is no armor, there's no way of preventing or protecting yourself from the attack of a person who you have trusted. To trust means to be able to turn your back on someone without fear that you will get stabbed in the back. To lower your defenses before someone because you know that you do not need those defenses. But once that trust is breached, if that trust is spoilt, if that trust gets compromised, then the question is, what do you do? Now, the best thing that you can do is to admit that, look, I was wrong. I am extremely sorry. I apologize. I was wrong. And then hope for the best that the person will, that your trust will be regained. And most of the time it will be regained. If you look at different case histories and so on and so forth, if you are wrong sometime and you admit that you are wrong, and alhamdulillah, I have seen this in my own life. When I was wrong, I said, look, I am extremely sorry. Whatever happened, that was not my intention to begin with anyway. Maybe shaitan ran away with my intention or something happened. But I did not mean to harm anybody. I did not mean to cause damage to somebody. And if I appear to do something that was wrong, then I admit to say that, listen, look, this was my fault. I am openly admitting that this is my fault. And I apologize and I am willing to make amends. And tell me what must I do. And alhamdulillah, the result is always positive, that, you know, people forgive, because people also realize that, you know, what happened to you is not something unique. It's something that could have happened to anybody else. In the seerah, there is a beautiful incident of Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, who once got very angry with Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, and called him son of a black mother. Now, obviously, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was Abyssinian, so his mother was black. But the way in which Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu said it, it sounded like a pejorative. It sounded like as if he was insulting Sayyidina Bilal. So, Sayyidina Bilal obviously was hurt, and he reported this matter to Rasulullah. Now, racism was a big issue as far as the people of the time was concerned. And sad to say, racism is still a big issue, even with the people of today's times. So, the matter was brought to the attention of Rasulullah said, is it that the values and qualities of Jahiliyyah are still in you? Is it that the pre-Islamic racism and pre-Islamic discrimination and all those things that were practiced by the Arabs, are they still in you? Sayyidina Bilal, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, went up to Sayyidina Bilal and he said to him, I am going to lie down on the ground and I want you to stamp on my face. Now, that might sound kind of drastic if you ask me, but the point is that, drastic or not drastic, here was the case of a person who was genuinely so contrite and so sorry for having said what he said, that he went to the greatest extent that he could possibly go to in trying to make amends for what he did. On the contrary, if you don't do that, and if you try to make excuses and you pretend that, you know, you have, it's almost like saying that, you know, I was always right, but I'm now condescending to sort of come to you because of somebody else or something else. And that is like the behavior of Ubay bin Salul, the head of the Munafiqeen, who did this constantly. You know, he agreed to go with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into Uhud, and then halfway to Uhud, he took his people and disappeared. One of the big reasons for the defeat in Uhud was the fact that the Sahaba's battalion, the Sahaba's army had been seriously depleted thanks to Ubay bin Salul. And then later on, when he was confronted, then he made some excuse. You know, he said, "Oh, well, you see, but it was because of this and that. And you forgot the fact that you had originally agreed to do something and you went back on it." And there are similar examples that I'm sure in today's world, there is no shortage of such examples of people saying that they will do something, of committing to do something and then going and doing the opposite. So I remind myself anew that, let us remember the example of the mirror. A mirror may break, but if it breaks, then we make sure that we don't play games, we don't make excuses, we don't pretend that nothing happened. We don't also pretend that, but you see, this is something that in any case was inevitable or should have happened or could have happened. We say, no, this is wrong. I did wrong, I admitted it, I admit it, I am sorry. This is very important as far as the tawbah's acceptability with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is concerned. Because where is the tawbah if you have not accepted the fault? Because if you haven't accepted the fault, it means that your position is still on the fact or on your belief that you have not done anything wrong. And if you haven't done anything wrong, then where is the question of apologizing? So if you seriously believe that what you did was right, then at least have the courage to stay on it. But pretending that you see, oh, but you see, I am making tawbah, or I am repenting, or I am regretting this only because of so and so, because of a third person, or because so and so told me, or some other such extraneous factor. This only destroys your credibility even more. And people would say, we thought that you had made a mistake, but now we know that you are also a liar. It's not just a mistake, but you are a liar. You are somebody who is deceiving people. You want to try to fool people. It makes it much worse. Rather than that is, as I said earlier, if you do it right, mistakes we all make. We don't make the mistake deliberately. Mistakes happen. But if after the mistake happened, if we deal with it right, meaning that if you admit that this mistake was a mistake, we admit we are sorry and we are willing to make amends, we make no excuses, then actually our credibility increases. So unlike the broken mirror, it is possible to join the pieces back again without the breaks showing if we do it right, which means own up and accept your fault. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to save us from ourselves, to prevent us and protect us from making mistakes. And if we do make a mistake, then I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to admit that openly and clearly, and to ensure that we never make that mistake again. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.